జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ. జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ, గోపి జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి, గోపి జన వల్లభ గిరివర ధారి, యశోరానందన మృగజన రందన, యశోరానందన మృగజన రందన, జమున తీరా బనచారి, జమునా తీరావనచారి, జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి, జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారి, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Bhupa, Bhupa. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jayam Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajaka Charja. Astotara Sada Shri Shri Marjivangra Sisi Bhakti Vinanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Gaur Premanande, Samaveta Bhakta Vrindaki, all glories to the Assembly Devotees, all glories to the Assembly Devotees, all glories to the Assembly Devotees, all glories to Sri Sri Guru Gauranga, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you.
Tightening.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, texts number 19 and 20. I'll do 19 alone and then we can all do 20 together. Pashya pashya vayasyamste matri mrishtan swalankritan twamcha snata krita haru Viharasva Swalankrita.
Translation. Just see how all your playmates of your own age have been cleansed and decorated with beautiful ornaments by their mothers. You should come here, and after you have taken your bath, eaten your lunch, and been decorated with ornaments, you may play with your friends again. Who is speaking? Mother Yashoda. Good. Purport. Generally, young boys are competitive. If one friend has done something, another friend also wants to do something. Therefore, Mother Yashoda pointed out how Krishna's playmates were decorated so that Krishna might be induced to decorate himself like them. Text 20. Please repeat.
Itham Yashoda Tamashesha Shekharam. Matva sutam sneha nibadha dhir nripa. Haste grihitva saharama machyutam. Nitva Savatam Kritavatyatho Dayam. It's too big. Okay. Itham Yashoda Tamashesha Shekharam. Matva sutam sneha nibadha nirnipa. Haste grihitva saharama machutam. We have to test your memory here. Nitva Sudvatam kritavatyatho dayam. Itham yashoda tamashesha shekharam. Matva sutam sneha nibadhadhir nipa. Haste grihitva saharama machutam. Nitva sovatam kritavatyatho dayam. Itham yashoda tamashesha shekharam. Itam yashoda tamashesha shekharam. Matva sutam sneha nibadhadhir nipa. Haste grihitva saharama machutam. Nitva svatam kritavatyatho dayam. Mothers? Itam yashoda tamashesha shekharam. Matva sutam sneha nibadhadhir nipa. Haste grihitva saharama machutam. Nitva svatam kritavatyatho dayam. Vaishnavis? Itham yashoda tamashesha shekharam. Matva sutam sneha nibadha nirnipa. Haste grihitva saharama machutam. Nitva svatam kritavatyatho dayam. Itham yashoda tamashesha shekharam. Matva sutam sneha nibadhadhir nipa. Haste grihitva gharama machutam. Nitva svatam kritavatyatho dayam. Okay, word for word. Itham, in this way. Yashoda, Mother Yashoda. Tam esha shekharam. Unto Krishna, who was on the peak of everything auspicious, with no question of dirtiness or uncleanliness.
matva, considering, sutam, as her son, sneha nibadhadhi, because of an intense spirit of love, nripa, O King Maharaj Parikshit, haste, haste, no, in the hand, grihitva, taking, saharamam, with Balram, achyutam, Krishna, the infallible, nitva, bringing, swavatam, at home, kritavati, performed, atha, now, udayam, brilliancy by bathing him, dressing him, and decorating him with ornaments. That's one word, udayam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Maharaj Parikshit, because of intense love and affection, Mother Yashoda, Krishna's mother, considered Krishna, who was at the peak of all opulences, to be her own son. Thus she took Krishna by the hand along with Balaram and brought them home, where she performed her duties by fully bathing them, dressing them, and feeding them. Purport. Krishna is always neat, clean, and opulent, and does not need to be washed, bathed, or dressed. Yet Mother Yashoda, because of affection, considered him her ordinary child and did her duties to keep her son brilliant. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Litam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'll just read through the the English again. Just see how all your playmates of your own age have been cleansed and decorated with beautiful ornaments by their mothers. You should come here, and after you have taken your bath, eaten your lunch, and been decorated with ornaments, you may play with your friends again. On today's 20th verse, my dear Maharaj Parikshit, because of intense love and affection, Mother Yashoda, Krishna's mother, considered Krishna, who was at the peak of all opulences, to be her own son. Thus she took Krishna by the hand along with Balaram and brought them home, where she performed her duties by fully bathing them, dressing them, and feeding them. So we are hearing a lot about affection, motherly affection and love. What's the Sanskrit word for affection? Sneha, it's there in this verse. Sneha nibadha dhir nipa. So sneha means affection. And Krishna was tied by the affection of Mother Yashoda. So in the first verse, 19, Mother Yashoda all along is trying to get the two boys to come back home to take their lunch. So now she was able to explain to them, and trying to get in, this is the final chance for her to get Krishna Balaram to come. So she's saying that your playmates of your own age, look how they have been cleansed and decorated by their mothers. And therefore, you should also come and take your bath and get yourself clean and decorated and so forth. Then, after you have taken your lunch and everything, then you can go back and play. So we do that sometimes, just to get the children to do something. Sometimes it's very hard to get them to eat or get them to sit down in one spot, to get them to do anything. We have to give them some kind of gift, some kind of promise that, well, If you do this, then you will get this. And then you will be free. Then you can go back and play again. And sometimes we trick them. Sometimes we say we'll give you whatever they like. If it's a toy truck or a Barbie or whatever they like. We'll say, well, I'll give you this. And they'll do it only because you said you will give them something which they like. They're eating and they're only thinking of what you have actually told them. That, oh, okay, I'm looking forward for the toy truck. So as soon as I finish eating, I'll get my toy truck. But actually, we have to make sure that we keep the promise. Otherwise, next time they will not cooperate. So it's important to keep the promise. So in this way, Mother Yashoda is trying to convince the boys to come back home. And then this verse is saying that my intense love and affection, Mother Yashoda, thinking that Krishna is her own son. He is the peak of all opulences. He owns everything. He vetoes all power. He is the greatest. He is the most powerful, omniscient, omnipotent, and so many things. But here she is seeing him as her own son. And that he needs protection, he needs to be bathed and cleaned and dressed and decorated. And therefore she is doing her duty as a mother. He needs to be clean and needs to be neat and so on and so forth. So a lot have been said so far about the Leela, about the pastimes of Mother Yashoda and Krishna. So I'll speak a little bit about the duty of especially the parents, the children, and I'll give a few examples of children in our scriptures. So this affection that one has for children, it is said, Srila Prabhupada said, the father and mother, they have natural affection. The children also have natural affection. But he said that the father and mother, that affection does not stop. Whereas for the child could forget that affection by bad habit. A child could develop bad habit and therefore forget the affection of the parents. And that's why Srila Prabhupada said that the person who brings us to Krishna, we may forget Krishna, in the sense of our forgetfulness of Krishna. By bad habit, by a bad association, we are in this world and we have forgotten Krishna. So now, we have someone who has come from our father's kingdom. And he said, why are you loitering in the streets? Why are you suffering like this? You have no good clothes on, you're dirty, you're always hanging out in the bad places. That I know where your father is. I can take you back there. I can bring you there. You want to go? So that's the position of the guru. That's the position of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada has come to take us back there. Come on, I know where that place is. I can take you there. Free of cost. No taxi, not taxi charge. I'll bring you there. So that's what he is trying to do. And also the duty of the parent is to teach the child that information, that knowledge, so that he doesn't have to go through the same suffering like the parents do. Srila Prabhupada said that the mother teaches the child that in this lifetime I'll train you up so well that you wouldn't have to take another birth from another mother. You have taken birth from my womb, and this should be your last in this world. So that information should be given to the children. Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat. This is from 5518, Bhagavatam. Guru na sasyat, swajano na sasyat, pita na sasyat, janani na sasyat, daivam na tatsyan, na patish sasyan, na mocha yedya samupeta mrityum. One who cannot deliver his dependents from the path of repeated birth and death should never become a spiritual master, a father, a husband, a mother, or a worshipable demigod. So this is responsibility of the mother and father to give that information which is not given in the schools, which is not given in other places. Srila Prabhupada said the schools of today, they don't teach this message of Godhead, this message of the Supreme, of Providence, of the difference between body and soul, the difference between the living entity and the Supreme Lord. So people continue chewing the chewed. People in this world, they continue chewing the chewed. Matirna Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj was speaking in 7th canto, 7.5.30. Matirna Krishna parato svatova vito vitvadheta griha vratanam adanta gubhir vishatam tamishram puna punaschar vitacharvananam. And the translation to that is, because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress toward hellish conditions and repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Sugarcane has already been chewed, and then we come from behind and say, well, here is some sugarcane, let me chew it again, try to get some juice out of it, Srila Prabhupada said. Their inclinations toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by a combination of both. Because they are so much engrossed in this business of trying to enjoy within this world. Therefore, they can't do it by themselves, nor by instructions of others, nor by a combination of both. We need the intervention of the Guru, of Srila Prabhupada, of the great devotees of the Lord. And as soon as one takes that up, then immediately there is a change in one's life. Srila Prabhupada gave a story of how people live simply. In 1964, he said when he was in Ahmedabad, that he has seen how the villagers, how they live. They would have a little cottage and they would have a cart and a man and wife and one child. He saw this family. And they would go out all day and they would do some work for others and they will bring vegetables from one place to another for a marketplace. And then at the end of the day, they'll come home. On the cart, a man would be sitting on one side, a woman would be sitting on the other. But walking and pulling the cart along. And then the child will be sitting on top of the load, whatever the load means, vegetables or anything that they carry. And the two of them will pull the cart and the son would be there. And then they do their business, they make whatever little paisa they make for the day, get some vegetables, and then they'll go, the wife will cook and feed the family. And then they would live peacefully like that. This is peaceful living. This is all that one needs. And that everything will come according to providence, according to our activities, everything will come. We don't, in this one lifetime, Srila Prabhupada said, at least in this one lifetime, give this to Krishna. Try as hard as possible, put as much time as possible, dedicate your life to understand Krishna, to understand the higher purpose of life. So many lifetimes we've already passed, so many millions of lifetimes we have already trying to enjoy within the world. And we're thinking, oh, this time I'm really going to enjoy. This time everything is in my favor. I have all the opulences. I have a good, nice house. I have so many nice things. I'm going to really enjoy this time. But Srila Prabhupada is saying that none of these things is a guarantee. Nothing in this world is a guarantee. So this information must also be taught to the children. Just like we have our Bhaktivedanta Academy and our other schools and teaching the children about Krishna, how to love Krishna, how to see Krishna as a person. In which school would you find that taking place? So in this way, one should be teaching the children how to see Krishna, let them be interested in Krishna and interested in Guru. So it's very, very important. Prahlad Maharaj, when Nrsingadev asked him to ask for benedictions, Prahlad Maharaj said, "My dear Lord, I have no problem. I have no problem, therefore I don't need anything." It's only when someone has some problem, then he needs something, isn't it? I don't have any bread, so I need bread. So I have to pray for bread. I don't have this. I don't have a house. My dear Lord, please give me a house. So most people, they go to church and they bring their shopping list with them. I need this, I need that, I need the other. But the devotee of the Lord, he comes to the Lord and asks, "My dear Lord, please tell me what I can do for you." Or he already knows that all he needs to do is serve the Lord in so many different ways. "What can I do for you?" Srila Prabhupada said, "How can I serve you? How can I serve you?" This is the love, this is the affection one has for Guru and Krishna. "What can I do for you?" Rather than "give me this" or "give me that." This is not pure love. And this is the problem. When one has a problem, then he asks for something. So devotees of the Lord, they don't ask. Krishna already knows what they need. Although sometimes, because of exchanging, the six types of exchanges, Srila Prabhupada said, we're just hearing from Mother Narayani, that we should come to the deities and do the same thing like we do among ourselves. These six types of exchanges between the devotees, we should also apply it to Krishna, and reveal our mind to Krishna and bring gifts for Him, accepting things that He is giving, and so forth. In this way, we will develop our love for Krishna. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, "I don't have any problem. Why should I have to ask for anything? Naivo dvije para duratyaya vaitaranyas tvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta. So chetato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharam udvahato vimudhan. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence, for wherever I stay, I am fully absorbed in thoughts of your glories and activities. My concern is only for the fools and rascals who are making elaborate plans for material happiness and maintaining their families, societies and countries. I am simply concerned with love for them." This was Prahlad Maharaj from 7943. So he's not afraid. Bhayam. Everyone is afraid in this world. Bhayam. But a devotee, he is unafraid. Abhaya. And that abhayam comes from remembrance of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada described that when one forgets Krishna, immediately he begins to become afraid. He started to become fearful. And as soon as he remembers Krishna, then all fear go far away. The holy name of Krishna is so powerful that fear personified goes far away. So we chant the Hare Krishna mantra. By chanting, fear also goes far away. So in this way, there's so many nice things that we can do in Krishna consciousness to remember Krishna. Shukadeva Goswami, on the other hand, he didn't want to have this affection for family life, to be with family members, fathers and brothers and sisters and so forth. This affection which is natural and which is there and which can be cultivated in Krishna consciousness. But he was so strict. He didn't want to get out of his mother's womb because he was afraid of this maya, what is it called? Maya, mayara. Anyway, the affection of this world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about that in some songs. Of the affection and the knot that can be formed by being in this world and forming all these different relationships with people. And one can get carried away by this material affection. and maybe so attached that he cannot free himself. Prahlad Maharaj, first canto, in speaking, he was saying how in my previous life I was in the association of the Bhaktivedantas and I got their mercy. And then in the next life, he became the son of a maidservant. He said, I was the only son of my mother, and she was so affectionate to me. She tried in different ways to please me. She tried in so many ways to help me. But because she was poor, she was a poor woman, and being a maidservant, she didn't have much to offer. But she tied me with the affection of love. And one day, when she was going out, one night when she was going out to milk the cow, she was bitten by a serpent and she was taken away. She died. And then Srila Prabhupada said in that purport that this is the way of Krishna, of life for a devotee. Now, whatever rehearsals, whatever reversals, whatever problems come, the devotee thinks that never mind, this problem has come, but Krishna has some plan to help me go forward in my spiritual life. Because Narad Muni also in that section of Bhagavatam, he was explaining to Vyasadeva his life. And he was telling him how, in one of the verses he said that this is actually Krishna's mercy. Krishna wants to bring him closer to him, and therefore he has taken away that mother, which was showing so much affection for him. One can be carried away by that affection. So he said, this was a special mercy of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada also said this when he lost his business. Yagya, what is it? Yasyaham anugranami harishe taddanam shanai. When the Lord is particularly favoring somebody, then he takes away all his things. And then the poor fellow has no one to turn to. Then he surrenders to me. So this is actually special mercy. And we have to actually get into that mood of thinking like that and not get agitated when things go bad. Of course, we have to be agitated for the Lord's service. But when things are affecting us and problems come and this problem and that problem, because we are being trained up how to deal with problems, because there are millions of problems in this world. Things can go wrong with the body and things can go wrong with the family members and so many things. So many problems could come. So we're getting trained up of how to deal with them. And if one continuously remember Krishna, he'll become happy. Mother Narayani said, if you chant Hare Krishna, you'll be happy. So keep chanting. And then even there are problems, you'll be able to overcome. And if you want to be convinced of the philosophy, what do you have to do? She said, two things. One is, if you want to be happy, you chant Hare Krishna or you go out on Harinam. And if you want to be convinced of this philosophy, then you need to read Srimad Bhagavatam. You need to associate with Srila Prabhupada through his books like that. And by reading Bhagavatam, you'll become convinced. Okay. Let's see. There is a nice letter I like to end with. 1969, Srila Prabhupada, 20th of February, 1969. He's talking about mothers. And he said, my dear little mothers, Jamuna, Malati, and Janaki, please accept my blessings. I lost my mother when I was only 14 years old, so I didn't get much of my mother's affection in my childhood. But in my old age, Krishna has given me so many young mothers to take care of me. Another mother, Govinda Dasi, is there in Hawaii. She is always asking me to go there, so I will go there within this month. But my one appeal is to my fathers and mothers. And I stopped there, but there was another section where he was saying that I want to take advantage and surrender to Krishna. His only appeal is for us to love Krishna somehow or other. So I'll end there. Any questions or comments? Yamraj Prabhu?
Prabhu, thank you for such a nice class. I was reflecting on something I was reading last night from a book. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was talking about our relationships that we should have with each other in terms of being a servant of the servant. And he was saying that we should treat our family members, of course non-attachment, but treat our family members like we would treat the deities. And then naturally, because, you know, sometimes I know I find myself, I'm a Pujari, I'm really particular about some things when I'm trying to serve the Lord, doing this right and having the right consciousness and everything. But if it's not applied to your everyday dealings, then it becomes sort of like you're going out the door backward. So they're saying being a servant of the servant, I think, reading the scriptures and then applying in our daily lives with devotees, care of devotees, then we'll grow. Christian will be pleased, and if Christian's pleased, Guru is pleased, and we'll love Krishna more.
Yeah, we should see our family members as devotees and treat them like that. Okay. Who is over here?
I was just thinking about when in a moment you said about the devotee, like he's always thinking, how can I serve you to the Lord? But, you know, non-devotee maybe will always have problems and ask to the Lord for his help. I think, you know, for a devotee, even that in this material life we are in this material body with problems, that we always have, like, faith that the Lord, you know, will fulfill or will bring what we need. But sometimes, like... I was asking that question one time to my guru, you know, sometimes we have problems, I'm thinking, okay, this happened to me because it's my karma. On the same time, I'm thinking, no, this is mercy, Krishna's mercy. So it's my karma, it's Krishna's mercy. So, and he said, you know, for the body, always is Krishna's mercy. You know, we don't think anymore about karma because in the end, even if it looks like something bad is happening, in the end, it's going to be good. It's going to end in something good for us. Krishna knows what we maybe don't know, but Krishna knows it's going to be good for us. But sometimes I think we are put under problems, the bodies, even advanced devotees, to like reinforce that faith that Krishna is going to help us. And it's an loving exchange that we go to Krishna, to the deities, or we ask for help because it's an affection, and it's a rasa, you know, we are asking for help, so to reinforce that affection. He's our father, he's gonna... So our devotees, when even we have problems, we pray to the Lord, but because it's affection. We're showing affection, our faith that he's going to provide us. That's what I was thinking.
Very
I don't
good.
Know if you...
Yeah, that's our philosophy. Is that if anything we want, we should approach Krishna. Prabhupada said like that. Anything we need, we should also approach Krishna. ultimately, those who are on a very high platform, they don't ask Krishna for anything. They know that Krishna will take care of everything. He's giving us so many things already, the air to breathe and water, taste of water and so many things, the light of the sun. He's already giving us everything we need. And anything that we are lacking, he is also going to send. He carries what we lack and he provides what we have. He protects what we have and he carries what we lack. Krishna will always do that. We just have to be a little patient. Yes, Pran Govinda Prabhu.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that there's a sixfold stages in it. He composed a song, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori. In that song he composed the six stages of surrender. This surrender, it appears like here until we become perfect. Srila Radhanath Maharaj, one lecture I heard, he says, in Vrindavan, this surrender is the foundation. So this surrender is compulsory for a devotee. And this sixfold surrender, one thing is intrinsic and five is extrinsic. Means one thing I have to do and the other five things will come along. And that one thing is that I am Abhishwara Kshivaya Krishna Vishwasa Palan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I have to maintain a belief, not Krishna. I have to maintain a belief that He will maintain and protect me. Mm-hmm. So Krishna is always going to protect, but He is not going to protect if I don't maintain that belief. So something I have to do from my angle. So when Krishna told all the Brajavasis, close your eye and I'll do something to extinguish the fire, they are not like peeking, you know, halfway or like this. They really like close their eye. That's why nobody knows that there was how this fire extinguished. Krishna swallowed, we know from Krishna book. But did they ever, Brajavasi knew? No. Just eating little dirt was such a big trouble. If Mother Yashoda find out he also eat fire, what will be the trouble? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives. So actually they have completely surrendered. So surrender means one thing we must maintain, that Krishna will protect and maintain. This I have to maintain that belief. And proportion to the degree of surrender and maintaining that belief, will result will be produced. In 1975 he wrote to Bhagavan Das. The proportion means as much I believe that He will protect, that much only He will protect. If I think I have to do my own way and little bit here, there, if I fail, then I'll come to Krishna. Krishna also will let me do that.
So the way to maintain that belief is reading Bhagavatam.
Yeah. I just wanted to say that Mother Yashoda, Sanatan Goswami Pad says, he divides the every chapter, 12 to 20. So today is the last of pointing Mother Yashoda's point. From tomorrow, we'll be leaving Gokul to the Vrindavan. They are leaving for next 3-4 texts. So he says that Lord Krishna has a special quality. Nischintam vaidyagdam. So vidagdata is manifesting. Nischintam means Krishna always planned to kill the demon or something outside Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Krishna never planned to kill any demon. Demon happened to come in his way and he just killed. So that's how it is. And the next one is vidagdata means he is most expert to relish the mellow of love by proving Mother Yashoda's position as a supreme. So all those newcomers from Alachua that will enter into Golok Vrindavan in a motherly, whoever is in motherly relation, how they will accommodate. So Sanatana Goswami Pad gives that by seeing the Mother Yashoda's position is higher than Rohini, higher than all the Brajagopis, that they will be hanging around Mother Yashoda around all the time to serve in that palace, so that they can associate with Krishna in that loving relationship. Yeah. So under guidance is very important.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anything else from anybody? Raga. Last one. Raga.
Hi, Krishna. I was just wondering, you know, your good wife has taken shelter of Indrajumna Swami. So I was wondering, who is your Guru Maharaj?
Guru Maharaj?
Yes.
Srila Virabahu Prabhu.
Oh, wonderful. I know him from Los Angeles. He's great, so wonderful. Thank you.
Jai. Guru Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.